The agreement between Dr. Thomas and Western's Board of Trustees calls for Thomas to receive his current pay of $270,000 each of the next 2 years. Thomas brought the proposal to the board during a closed-door meeting Thursday night. The board approved it unanimously the following morning. Board Chairperson Greg Aguilar feels the deal was in the best interest of the university and Thomas.
It was a challenging time to be a president at Western Illinois University with the budget cuts, with the declining enrollment, and then the challenges that we experienced with the community. And I feel that President Thomas thought it would be best to start a clean slate to drive the Western Illinois University into the next 100 years. And President Thomas is just one of those leaders who is incredible at navigating challenging times. And he went through a lot of challenging times. And with that often comes a lot of, I guess we'll say, damage to a person when it comes to making tough decisions. And so with so many tough decisions having been made and people expressing how they felt about those decisions, President Thomas thought it was best for the university and himself to step down.
So he will be on paid administrative leave for 2 years, full salary?
So it's 1 year leave and then 1 year sabbatical.
Full salary for both of those?
Yes.
Okay. Why was the board agreeable to that much of a payout that's more than $500,000?
Well, it was what the president was making. And my thought is, after the conversation yesterday with the board and President Thomas, because of the hard work that he has put in and what he has done for this university, we thought it was fair. And that way we could accept his resignation, and then we could move on from there.
There are many Western employees who have lost their jobs in the past year or so who have not gotten any type of severance package. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that the decisions that we had to make were difficult. It wasn't anything that we wanted to do. And if we can start seeing an increase in enrollment, and if we had that enrollment, we wouldn't have to make those decisions. And it is our hope that we can increase that enrollment and see what the future brings, especially those who unfortunately had to be laid off.
What will you personally be looking for in the next president of Western Illinois University?
Someone who can bring people together, someone who can create a strong vision of where we are going to be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I'm looking for someone who can really help advance our enrollment and our marketing and communications so that we can better share our story with not only the United States, not only the state of Illinois, but the entire world. You know, we are living in a diverse and changing world, and I would love to see that our next president helps guide that so we can win and attract the next generation of students.
Greg Aguilar is chairperson of the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees. He says the board will conduct a national search for the university's next president. No timeline has been set for hiring someone. Current President Jack Thomas will retire at the end of the month. Rich Egger reporting.